Wrangell's Public School District is peeking down a financial deficit hole for fiscal year 26. Ultimately, the school district needs $3.5 million, but they're not sure if they'll even be close to meeting that amount. Christy Andrew is the district's contracted business manager. She says the state is projected to provide the school district with $2.6 million. She did not include a base student allocation or per student funding since the state hasn't committed to that yet.
We realize that we received one-time state funding for the last several years, but at this point there is no guarantee.
As the draft currently shows, the school district is looking at a deficit of roughly $271,000 without knowing what funding could be coming in from the state or borough. She says contributions from the municipality wouldn't prevent a deficit next year. Andrew says that Wrangell also has three fewer special education intensive students for next year. This decrease would lower the amount of state funds given to the school. The district's draft budget shows that most of the district's expenditures go towards staff wages and benefits. Andrew says the district is anticipating giving two teachers a raise equaling roughly $11,000. Additionally, the draft shows the superintendent and two principals receiving a similar raise. The district also expects its health insurance plan to increase its premiums by about 10%. Andrew says the district has tried reducing expenditures with a $30,000 decrease in technology services. There's also the Secure Rural Schools, or SRS, funding, which is paid to communities next to federal lands. Superintendent Bill Burr says the House didn't pass that funding earlier this year. However, Congress could reestablish it.
It's affecting this year as well. And that has been the funds that have been primarily used to support the school.
For the last 3 years, the city and borough of Wrangell used SRS funds to meet close to the maximum contribution for the school district. Last year, this was in exchange for the state's one-time BSA funding. Burr says how much deficit the district will have still depends on the municipality's contribution. But as it looks now, there will definitely be a deficit, somewhere between $271,000 to $680,000. Burr says if there's no funding from the legislative level, there will be no savings to draw from.
We're always facing an uphill battle on funding cuts. We've done a good job of being able to be where we're at, which is not an ideal spot, but it's much better than if we had spent things differently.
He says education costs have risen, but funding hasn't. Additionally, the district has a $1.2 million reserve for capital improvements, and several attendees at the work session asked if that could help fix the deficit. Board Chair Dave Wilson says the board hasn't discussed those funds much because they're for possible emergency maintenance issues. The city and borough own the school buildings, but Wilson says there's been problems with the municipality not fixing issues promptly in the past.
One of the concerns we have is the reason we have that money and we have it set aside is that if the roof caved in tomorrow, we've got funny money to fund it. And we've had things go wrong before.
The board says they're looking at everything in the budget, from salaries to small changes, in order to do what's good for the students. One thing they know for sure is they don't want to cut positions. Recently, Ketchikan and Juneau Public Schools have consolidated their schools to save money, but Wilson says that would not be good for the students in Wrangell.
It would not help student learning. It would not help their well-being. It has been discussed, but I can only speak for myself. I myself don't think it is a good thing for our students.
Amber Armstrong voiced her concerns as a community member. She says she agrees that the schools should not merge together.
You got to pick, what are you going to lose? You're going to lose band? You're going to lose all sport activities for the entire school district? I mean, these are really hard decisions, and I hope, I'm trying to formulate this, I know you guys are in a tough position.
She asked the board how community members can help. Wilson says residents should send letters to the city and borough, Wrangell's state representatives, and federal senators. He says to emphasize the SRS funding. The board welcomes public ideas and concerns regarding the deficit. Discussions on the draft budget will continue at each meeting going forward until the board submits the final draft on May 1st. Next up is a joint session between the school board and the city and borough of Wrangell on March 24th. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zernike.